This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What did Will McClay think of the George Pickens deal? He sat down with my guy Jesse Holly on DLLS, and the man who picks the Cowboys players for the most part gave his Pickens eval.
Well, I mean, you know, we went into the offseason. We always go into the offseason with needs. You know, we're going to look at it and say, okay, where were we short? What do we need? How do we make the team better? So another receiver was part of the conversation, happy with what we have, but we always feel like we got to get better. Like we started the conversation with, my job is to replace you. Well, it's dog eat dog, it's competitive. So when we went through the process of looking at how we feel that, where there were a number of options in the draft, not as many as in normal years when you talk about receivers, as far as the depth of like a number one or a number two guy, a guy that you can develop quick, at least in the evaluation process of it. And then you started to go around and look at what's available from the trade market. So those conversations started, and we went through a number of different names. And then the Pickens thing came up. We did our research along with the other guys. And, sometimes when you're buying property, it's not just what you got to spend. It's who's selling. And so we found a partner that was willing to, they were willing to move something that we were looking to gain, and the price fit. And we're excited about it because it adds another weapon. The more, football is a math problem, and the more that you can add that somebody's got to take away from, the more you get that equation in your favor.
Who's selling matters. So that means other teams they talked to, they didn't like the price gouging that existed. And they felt like Pittsburgh was willing to give them something a little bit more amenable to what they wanted to invest in the position. And so for anybody who feels like they overpaid for George Pickens, they're telling you that the market said similar players were more expensive.
Do you think they preferred Rashad Bateman?
I think that they were just, I think they went into things and said, we're going to figure out, their preference was going to be cost plus fit plus all the sort of thing. And I think they thought, these are the guys that fit. Who's going to give us the best price? And so I think Bateman and Pickens, I think to them, they thought could be similar.
Let's see what Bart Scott and Schrager and them are saying about Pickens and Lamb live on ESPN.
They had to fortify that offensive line. And once you fortify the offensive line, it's going to allow Dak to be able to push the ball down the field, but they have to have some type of threat of a run game. And I think it's still a lot of sneaky guys out there. I can see a guy like J.K. Dobbins, baby, coming in and being able to get him some explosive productivity as well.
NFC East is going to be an interesting season. We'll get back to the NBA as we can.
He also said, I've seen Schottenheimer make two alpha receivers work with the Jets. Who was that?
Santonio and Plexico. Oh, Braylon Edwards.
Okay.
I guess. I'm sitting here trying to think. Yeah, I thought the Jets, I don't remember ever having
receivers.
One alpha receiver.
They had Santonio and that 09 team. They had Santonio. I think they had Braylon.
Yeah. At some point, they signed Lavernius Coles or something.
Yeah, they were trying to throw anything against a wall and see if it would stick.
Will McClay, how much homework did you do on the negative Pickens stories?
No, I mean, we looked at it, and every player that we go through, you go through the number of different steps to find out who they are, not only on the field, but off the field. And you talk to a number of different people, and we gathered all that information. And we did something that we're comfortable with. At the end of the day, it's a 24-year-old young man that's continuing to grow, and they have to be put in situations to help them grow. And hopefully we can continue to help him grow, and he can help our football team grow with not only his ability, but who he is as a man, and we're going to try and help him do that.
So far, everything is just, I mean, you can't really script or imagine a better start to the Kumbaya partnership where Pickens doesn't need to have a new deal, and he wants to work on the culture here, and CeeDee Lamb's putting his arm around him, and he's celebrating on social media, and they're at the softball game, you know, saying, here we are, we're going to be a problem for you guys. So far, so great.
Yeah, and I mean, we've heard pretty consistently so far that even in his time in Pittsburgh, like, teammates never had an issue with him. Teammates always liked him. That he's kind of a buck authority guy, and he'll cause problems there occasionally. And so coaches don't always love him. Front office people don't always love him. But if he's going to play ball and say, I'm going to be on my best behavior, I'm trying to get a deal, then a lot of those issues, I think, are going to disappear this year.
Peter Schrager, NFL insider, now at ESPN, said he is loving everything that he is seeing when it comes to these Cowboy wide receivers. And he was really, first off, he nailed the draft pick. He got that right. And then Schrager said, he was the first one to say, word out of Pittsburgh is they actually like him in the locker room. Here's Schrager's latest.
The motivation of, hey, you're going to come to the Dallas Cowboys, and you're going to make career life-changing money if you have one good season, that this makes sense. And from them, they went through the draft inside and out, and there was probably one player that they viewed in the same breath as George Pickens at that position. And Teteroa McMillan went to the Panthers eighth overall, so they pivoted, took an offensive lineman. But this was better than any draft pick that was possible at the wide receiver spot. As for CeeDee Lamb, I love this. This is CeeDee Lamb saying, I have no problem sharing the spotlight. I have no problem seeding some of my targets. CeeDee Lamb had 73 more targets than the next leading wide receiver in Dallas last year. He's probably looking at this as relief. And you know wide receivers, they could be prickly. They could want their balls. In this case, CeeDee Lamb showing a lot of leadership saying, no. It's the two of us. It's not just me and then him. I love this on all fronts, and if I'm a Cowboys fan, whether it was set in May, June, July at a Kyler Murray softball tournament or what, I like having this out there and CD saying, you know what, we're going to do this together.
Love it, and I agree. I think the aggregators got their hands on this next clip and hyped it up a little bit too much. I think this is more respectful than fear. This is A.J. Brown talking about a new wide receiver duo in the East.
Now, we're going to have to worry about him, for sure. Hey, we're going to have to worry about him. No, I like the trade. I do like the trade. I like the competition, you know? And I like George Pickens. I like CeeDee Lamb and that collab, you know? And it's gonna be exciting to watch, bro, because all that does is bring the best out of us. So if we know how they come, like, we know we got to step it up, you know? You don't think the Cowboys got... I should tell you this, bro. Regardless of the scoreboard, what the score say, that would be one of the hardest games, bro. Every single time. Cowboys... Washington, like those be dog fights, bro. It may look easy, but it ain't easy, bro.
Poor Giants.
Poor Giants, man. Poor Giants.
It may look easy.
They look easy. That little dig right there.
Which it's not a look easy thing. Like, Philly and Dallas generally have split AJ Brown's entire time here. Yeah. But no, I mean, there's a legitimate chance for Dallas's passing game to be right back near the top of the NFL if Dak's healthy, and if they're blocking things up.
They won't be, you know, 15th, 20th, I don't think, in points per game like they were last year. They'll be back to where they had. Maybe not back to where they have been, where they're number one or two or three.
So that's improvement.
It's gonna be really hard. Unless the offensive line is just not what we think it can be, it's going to be really hard for anybody else to be responsible for a poor year passing the ball other than Dak, if they have that happen.
I mean, if I could know that Dak Prescott's healthy, I'm waiting to draft him in fantasy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'll just go ahead and give that away.
Well,
I would feel excited about getting him, but got the health factor, which is maybe why Vegas is continuing to talk about 7.5 wins over under.
It's like 5 significant injuries in 5 years, and that's something that you have to worry about.
Speaking of the Eagles, Frankie Luvu?
Yep.
He was the Washington defender that kept going over the top, and then we found out about that not even little known, unknown rule that if the referees can just decide this is a touchdown.
That's a completely unknown rule.
If you keep trying to jump the snap count, Frankie was on the NFL Network, and they asked him what should happen with this latest tush-push vote that is coming.
Yeah, I think they should ban it, you know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, yo, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Look, I mean, the whole thing, that, A, there was the irritating factor of the officials trying to say, we're just going to give you a touchdown if you keep doing this. But, B, it's also like, snap the ball if you're Philly. If you think this play is as unstoppable as that, what are you up there doing this stupid hard count, 8 snaps in a row, drawing them off sides over and over? Play the ball. It's just, it's cheap. It's such chicken ass. I hate it.
I'm not going to knock them for that. I'm going to give them credit. They took advantage of their personnel and they found an unstoppable play. I happen to believe it's not a football play. So props for taking advantage of it. You got a Super Bowl and now it's time to get rid of it. That's my take on it.
They're calling around and lobbying NFL teams, trying to say they're placing phone calls to other teams. Hey, come on, we got to keep this in place, which is hilarious because they've kind of thumbed their nose at everybody for the last 3 years and gone like, well, stop it. Stop. Like you guys can do it too. Stop. And like, they've been kind of like arrogant about the whole thing. Now you're groveling and calling behind the scenes to go like, please keep this in place. Please let us keep doing this.
Whether it's a football player or not, I think it's a largely sour grapes. It's by teams who can't stop it or are competitors of them and think it's unfair. But if the Cowboys were the ones that invented this, we would have no problem with this play because we would love it.
But it's also about consistency across the board, like with the rules.
I get that.
Yeah, I disagree with what you just said personally because you and I did sit in here and say the Dez catch by the letter of the law. Like we're not these kiss ass homers.
No, by the letter of the law. But you know, you would
and I would be happy about it, but I would still say as a football fan, I don't like that it's just pushing and shoving.
That's fair. But we wouldn't be sitting here saying they've got to ban this. Like they stomping our feet on the floor, right?
DFW and Cowboy fans certainly would not.
Right. That said, I mean, you know, whether or not it's a unstoppable play, it's just, you know, my concern is, are we doing this because we don't like that? If they weren't a good team, if they weren't one of the best teams in the league the last 2 years, if it was the Cardinals that were the only ones doing this, would we be trying to stop it?
No.
I think there's your answer. You know, like
not my answer. I think it's a stupid play in sports.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is,
I think all these things factor in? Yes. A more high-profile team doing it contributes. Is it probably some sour grapes? Yes. Is it because people can't stop it? Yes. But I take you back to Matt Leinart, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be able to shove the quarterback from behind. Sneak it all you want. I just don't want the running back aiding and abetting in shoving the player forward. That's it.
And they keep saying that, like, well, it's the style, the way we block it. It's not just about getting pushed in. Okay, then you shouldn't care if the push is out of it.
Here's how they're going to change.
Just keep blocking it the way you block it then.
This is what Philly's going to do. They're going to line up exactly the same. And instead of pushing the ball carrier, they're going to push the offensive line.
Well, you're not allowed. I don't know if it's pushing a ball carrier, just pushing a player in the back, helping a player.
So I think the language that they're saying is going to be reported as pushing the ball carrier. But even if you push the offensive
running back is not going to run around the quarterback to push the center.
It'll be to the side. It'll be to the side, right? They'll push from the side. And that's just, they're going to try the same. They're going to try to do something similar to that.
Pepe?
Guys, on the fan text, it's all over the place. 817 says it's a boring play. 972 says everyone can do it. Quit crying. 469 says if you can't pull a player forward, you shouldn't be able to push a player either.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.